Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name is Nick Twidell, I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we have to have a quick look in the rearview mirror before we have a look at what's coming ahead of us. We will be filling you in, as always, on all financial macroeconomic data that's scheduled. Bank holidays, there's a few of them coming up this week, and central bank updates. But first of all, just having a little look back last week. Last week was a lot busier and the schedule ahead isn't as busy. But a massive bag of data and central bank updates to unpile for a lot of investors and traders out there, culminating, of course, on non-farm payrolls on Friday, which came out slightly better than expected, along with average hourly earnings, which were slightly higher as well, sort of giving a bit of resilience to that US jobs market. Early in the week, we'd had a mixed bag from the jobs numbers and also some lower prints, especially the ISM services. Throwing into that ECB rate cuts, holds from the Bank of Canada, and lower GDP numbers in Australia. We've got a nice bit of recipe for volatility out there. So that was last week. We kind of finished on the front foot. Dollar moved higher on Friday after that US data. And we're expecting a similar sort of sentiment on the Asian Open on Monday. It is, however, much quieter during the week. But there are some key first data updates coming through, not really much from the central banks, and I'll run through it on a day-by-day basis, as I always do. So first up, Monday, expect liquidity to come at a little bit of a premium on Monday. There are bank holidays scattered across the globe, and that will hit markets. So first up in the Asian session, Australian markets are closed for the King's birthday, so might see a more muted start to that. But we do have one of the key, and it's actually key data in Asia, not much coming out in Asia at all this week, I should say. But probably the biggest data event in Asia comes on Monday with Chinese CPI and PPI numbers. That key CPI year-on-year number expecting to show a 0.2% decrease. The PPI year-on-year number expected to show a 3.1% decrease as well. So big numbers there, should see some volatility in Chinese markets, and that normally sort of rolls out to the rest of the Asia-Pac Pacific. European session looks to be very quiet, and that's assisted by bank holidays in Switzerland, France and Germany. So that will take a bit of liquidity away. So traders are generally expecting to see more range-bound conditions aside from that Chinese data on Monday. Nothing really of note coming in the New York session as well, we should say. Bear in mind, as always, I'll throw a Trump caveat on everything. If he comes out with anything and we get geopolitical updates, expect us to see some big moves. Tuesday is a very similar story. As I said, Asian markets, not much coming out at all this week. Similar all the way through until we do have some big UK data coming this week. First one comes on Tuesday early in the London session, the employment data. So claimant count, that's expected to show 9,500 increase, average earnings index 5.3%, and the unemployment rate creeping up to 4.6%. So keep an eye on that one. If any significant deviations, it could see some big moves in cable. That's the rest of Tuesday. Nothing again in the US session, so relatively quiet. Wednesday's a different story. First two sessions of the day, Asian and European, nothing really of note coming through. But with a big major market event of the week, really, in terms of data, comes on Wednesday in the New York session where we get that CPI data. So month-on-month CPI expected to show a 0.2% increase in the US. The core number, which many analysts in particular look at more closely, a 0.3% increase, and the year-on-year data 2.5% up. So once again, still higher than that 2% number that the Fed would like to see. It is a big number. We know the Fed focus on the core PCE data, but they pay a lot of attention to CPI as well. So expect volatility around that event. Later in the day, for oil traders and those trading those petrocurrencies, crude oil inventories out the US, that has been moving markets quite considerably over the last few weeks. Came out with a 4.3 million barrel decrease last time, and we did see some appreciation in the oil prices. So keep an eye on that. Haven't got the actual forecast, but stay with us during the week and that will come out during one of our podcasts or on our daily update. Thursday, quite again in the Asian session. It's a bit of a broken record for me on that one, I'm afraid. But UK markets again in focus. Thursday is a big data dump led by the GDP number. GDP month on month expected to show 0.1% decrease. That's down from 0.2% print last month. Construction output comes, industrial production expecting to show a 0.4% decrease on a month-on-month basis. So keep an eye on that. Could see some movement in pound again. Then we've got the second big US inflation number due out later in the day on Thursday. That's the PPI numbers. The PPI month-on-month expected to show a 0.2% increase, core PPI 0.3%. And if you remember to last month's out, I think we got a decent deviation in PPI and we did see some big moves on that. So keep an eye. Not normally thought to have had as much market impact as CPI, but definitely keep an eye on that PPI number. We did get some big moves. US weekly unemployment claims are due out at the same time as the PPI data. It's creeping up. It felt for me like months and months and weeks I was saying it's around 225. Now 241, so starting to show a weakening in that US jobs market, although that was not backed up by non-farms on Friday. Talking about Fridays, next Friday, very little on the cards all the way through the Asian and European session. But a decent update in the US again. So a lot of US data coming this week. The prelim University of Michigan consumer sentiment and inflation expectations number due out in the afternoon. And we do tend to get some moves off of those, especially that consumer sentiment number, which a lot of people are paying attention to, given everyone's focus on tariff impact. That's expected to print 52.5, which is a little bit up from last month's 52.2 number. Keep an eye on that. We could see some volatility. And that is about it for the week. So in summary, a lot of US data, but sort of just over a few days. Not a bit of UK data. Nothing from the central banks this week. I will caveat, though, like generally when we see these weeks, then there will be a focus when news hits the news wires. And as we know, that's what's been dictating moves in the market. But from a macroeconomic perspective, relatively quiet. I think we're expecting to see range-bound conditions for the first couple of days unless we get geopolitical updates out. But certainly some good trading opportunities out there on these data releases. So good luck. And as always, if you need anything from us at ATFX, please let us know. Thank you very much.